Hello.
Bro.
Yeah, baby.
Jim Brewer, please.
Yeah, baby.
The best part of the video when the Mets clinched was your buddy in the background like, ow, I got something in my eye.
The one not wearing the goggles.
He's crazy. He's almost crazier than I am. That was the funniest. He's like, oh my god, stuff really hurts.
So you have a pair of tickets for each of the three games, or you have six tickets for one game?
No. I have two sweet deals going on right now. One is I have an inn where they have tickets that they wait to the last second.
Right.
And you have to pay for them. But I inquired. Most likely, I'm going to be having at least three tickets per game. At least.
Nice.
The first game, I'm trying to get five. However, I just struck a deal with Delta Airlines, which is like this, which is the official airline of the Mets.
Yeah.
And, okay.
They're talking about giving me tickets as long as I do X, Y, and Z and that. I'm like, yeah, let's do this. Hopefully, I become Santa Claus and have a whole lot of tickets, and Santa Claus starts delivering tickets to people that never thought they could go.
That's cool.
Right. I mean, who are you making deals with Delta Airlines? Who are you? When did this happen?
Seriously, this is ridiculous because it all comes down to me starting to make videos.
That's yeah.
From game one, thank God I did from game one because
right.
If I didn't make 162 videos, the people, oh, bandwagon.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. No, game one, Hammer. Game one. Bad and the ugly. I was there, punk. Yeah, this is nuts. I'm excited.
Dude, what's your deal? Are you wearing the same stuff to every game that you wore to the other ones? Like, are you all ritualistic or are you all right?
No. I got over all that stuff. I really got over the whole the whole mentality of it's cursed, it's where you sit, and it has zero. As a matter of fact, I broke it on purpose when I went to go see them in the last round.
Uh-huh.
I purposely sat in a different seat. Although when I first got there, the second game, I kept staring at my wife because she was in my seat from the night before. And she's like, what? You think he's going to pitch differently because you're sitting on that side? Really think that? You think your energy is going to affect the game? Mm. And then I'm like, you know what? People are crazy when they think like that. But, yeah, I don't buy that. I don't buy into all that. No.
Anymore.
Whatever. I'm just going to wear whatever makes me warm, that's all.
Hey, are people asking to be in the videos now? Like, when you do the crowd shots, when you're at the games, are they like, yo, Jim, I want to be in the video?
Yeah, as soon as I show up, they're going, please let me be in. When Harvey pitched, there was a guy behind me with a big, crazy Batman mask, and he was sitting next to Matt Dillon and Matt Dillon's whole family. And I wanted to ask Matt Dillon, but I didn't have a nads. However, if you do watch the video when they won game two at the Citi Field,
yeah.
and you see the guy with the Batman mask, at the very end, I do have Matt Dillon in it. But I don't have, I'm not like, yeah, me, Matt Dillon on the end. But he's in the video. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Dude, funny. You did a song on your own album with Brian Johnson. Matt Dillon's not that cool. You know what I'm saying? In the grand scheme of things, nah.
Outsiders. We got to help Johnny, man. We got to get Johnny.
So what's your prediction, brother?
I don't know. This Royals team is spooky.
Yeah, they're a little scary. They're good. They're really good.
I have a theory on it, though.
I do, too.
They remind me of the Bills back in the late 80s and 90s.
Yes.
Like, they're That's really good. Right. They're going to get there. But in the end, it's Kansas City. They're not meant to win in Kansas City.
You know what? When you say that, the first thing I thought of was this is the 90s Braves. Every single year, they make it. I mean, what did they make it? 8 straight years, and they won one?
Right.
I have a funny feeling, even if I wasn't a Mets fan, I'd say, these poor Royals, they're going to make it 4 years in a row, and every year they're going to hit the hottest National League team ever. And last year it was the Giants, and this year it's the Mets. I'm gonna go with Mets, and I'm hoping Mets in six, but I'm really hoping Mets in five.
So do you okay? Two things.
Six
Number
is
one,
reasonable.
Wouldn't it be great if the Mets, you know, if Kansas City, for whatever reason, brings out like Jim Kelly to throw out the opening pitch? You know, it's a lock.
Because then they know who they are.
Exactly. Then they know exactly who they are. The bar's low. Say the Mets win, and there is a parade down the Canyon of Heroes.
Mm. Yeah.
Will Jim Brewer be on a float?
Oh, only if they ask me. But if I'm asked, I'll be on it. Will I try to run on one? No. Will I be there? Yeah, I'll definitely be there.
Of course.
You would go to the parade. You would go to the parade.
Yeah. Oh yeah, hands down. This one I would go to.
Are you hanging out with the players yet? Like, have you become friends with any of these guys?
No, but my world is very close with Noah Syndergaard. My agents all rep him, and they're always like, you know, he said hello, and I'm like,
That's pretty cool.
He's a huge comedy fan. He's in the comedy clubs in New York all the time. So after the games, he hits like Gotham Comedy Club in New York, and he hangs out watching the comedians. Like he's a comedy nut. So I'm like, oh, God, I've got to freaking cross paths with this guy.
Dude, don't you ever think, does it bother you? I get a little bit annoyed as I'm getting older that being older than all of the players. Like, I looked at the Mets roster last week, and I figured I figured at least Bartolo Colon's got to have me by a year or two, you know?
Yeah.
You know what made me laugh?
It's close.
I'm on the plane yesterday, and Bartolo Colon, they had a thing on MLB where they're showing the prep of the champagne for game four in Wrigley Field.
Right.
And they're showing the before and aftermath. And before the Mets win it, Bartolo Colon is in the clubhouse looking at the champagne, literally looking at the labels to see how good it is. Only a guy like in his 40s that's been there is going to do something like that.
Right, with his experience, right.
I hate the fact that I am now older than all of the players I love to watch. You know? That sucks.
Me too. Now I know we're old. Yeah, we've officially crossed that path. And I call them kids. These kids are awesome. Even Bartola, he's 42, and he's the old fart, and I still got him like 6 years.
Yeah, it sucks. Okay, so you're like literally double Syndergaard's age.
That's right. I think, what is he? Is he 24?
Yeah, I think he's 24. Yeah, I can see you guys doing some commercial. People like to talk about the best friends, and it's you and Syndergaard in the car.
Or they're bringing me to some, you know, what I should be doing is like cholesterol pills.
Right.
You know, you're not thinking about this now, Matt Harvey, but one day you'll need this pill to clear your cholesterol. Do you have hemorrhoids?
Do you have kids almost their age?
Yeah.
That's it. Do you have kids almost the Mets age? Well, if you do.
Oh, man.
That's awesome, man.
So you'll be watching game one and two on TV. You're not going to KC, right?
No, I don't like going to other. I don't like going to other stadiums. When I was at the Met game with the Cub game, and there was five Cub fans behind me, there was a couple Cubs because I was behind the dugout, Cubs dugout. And even though it's their right to cheer and all that, the guy behind me, Syndergaard, was pitching, and he's going. He was a little too lippy for me. He would stand up going, that's it. Let's get his pitch count up. Let's get this kid's pitch count up. We got Arrieta tonight. Arrieta. And then Arrieta comes up.
Gets bombed.
And he literally is like, come on, Jake. Show him what an ace is, Jake. Show him what an ace is. And let me tell you something. I was boiling. My forehead was boiling. And then he made a comment to me. He's like, aren't you like an actor or comedian? I said, yeah. I'm more Mets fan, though. And then he goes, he made some kind of comment. Well, let me tell you, I got up in that section, like, I thought this guy could pitch. This is what you got? This is your king of kings? It's going to be a long offseason. They were pointing. I was like, I can't go to another stadium. I'd be a jerk.
Was that your chance of, like, being the heckler?
Oh, yeah. I was nonstop. I was yelling at the Cub fans going, what'd you think? We're the Cardinals? Get
out of here. Nice.
You're eight? Yeah.
I got to hand it to you, Jim. We've known each other for a long time at this point. You have never been in the you've never had the ability to be talking smack when it came to baseball.
No. I had a little bit of 86, and the last time I had a little bit of smack, 2000. Was 2006. No, 2000, every Met fan knew to shut their mouth.
Yeah.
So it was over.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'll tell you what. I'll never forget 2000. I was filming this very obscure movie with Chaz Palminteri, and we were up in Montreal, and we had to pay the bartender $300 for him to turn on the World Series, and it was game one, and the Mets were winning in the ninth inning when Armando Benitez came in game one, and he got the first guy out, and I went to the payphone they had, and I was going to start, and Chaz Palminteri's going, this is why I don't like the Mets. They got this voodoo thing. Eduardo Alfonso knocked in a run from a cheap hit. They're voodoo. And then Armando Benitez blew the game while I was on the phone. And then it just never ended. You know, Chaz is like, and that's why you don't get lippy, Brewer. Because we're the Yankees.
That's a good Palminteri. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Now you can't leave.
No. So now this is the first time, yeah, I got to be a little lippy. But that's only because the Cub fan was getting really lippy in my park. I don't like that.
So in summation, Brewer predicts Mets in five.
I would like Mets in five.
Right. But
why?
You'll take six.
Because I'm going to be there. But the big thing, I honestly, my first thought was, oh, God, this is going to go seven.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to go seven. And we're going to pull out. Every game, I don't see one blowout. I feel every game is going to be a heart-wrenching game to the last inning.
It'll be exhausting.
I feel like I'm going to sleep a lot when this is over, win or lose. a week full of sleeping.
So were you supposed to be – did you have any gigs lined up this weekend, or did you, like, block it off your calendar?
I was supposed to leave for Europe Tuesday.
Oh.
Yes, I have a European tour. However, my mom, we rescheduled for personal reasons.
Did your mom call you in sick to work? Is that what happened?
Pretty much.
Basically. Good for you. Well, that's a real fan.
Yeah. Well, no, there's personal reasons I can't get into. They'll have to wait.
I don't believe it. I think your mother called you in sick to work. That's what I think happened. And if I were you, I would stick with it.
I'm sorry, JP, that you actually feel that way. I heard, actually.
All right, brother.
You don't trust your old friend Brewer. All right, man, have fun. Let rock in Florida, and we'll be in touch.
Good luck,
Until
man.
Tomorrow night, baby.
Thanks for the call.
Got it. Have a good one.
Have a lot of fun.
Later, man.
Bye.